Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee, and we're continuing our study in the book called 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today's lesson is Day 18, Faith and Prayer. I was in Brazil for about 2 weeks of teaching and preaching. One Saturday, my host took me for lunch to a wonderful Brazilian steakhouse. Near the end of our meal, a handsome young waiter asked us if we were pastors and where we went to church. He told us he had overheard us talking and felt he needed to go to church. One of our hosts invited him to come hear me speak the next day. As we discussed the interest our waiter had expressed in coming to church, I suddenly had a very clear thought. If he comes to church tomorrow, he will be saved. We prayed for him that day, and I was able to pray a simple prayer of confident faith and gratitude for what I knew was his pending salvation. I spoke twice that afternoon, and the next day, Sunday, I was about to give my fourth sermon of the day. As the service began, one of my hosts brought the young waiter and his pretty wife and baby to me. As they returned to their seats, I told the pastor standing next to me, "God is working. That young man is going to get saved tonight." Even though the message was more than about how to evangelize than how to be saved, at the end of my talk, I gave an appeal for people to come to Christ. Three men and a lady responded. As I was going to move on, then I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to give the invitation one more time. When I did, a teenager and her mother, as well as a young man, came to the front asking to be saved. Then I saw the waiter and his wife beginning to cry as they sat in the back row. They stepped into the aisle, walked all the way to the front, and stood in front of me, broken and weeping. I led all the respondents in a prayer. Then the church's pastors dealt with each one individually. The worship band led us in a song, and the senior pastor closed the service. Afterward, one of the pastors brought the young couple to me. Their tears were replaced with giant smiles of joy. I had no doubt that they had been saved, and I had no doubt that prayer and faith had played a role. How faith makes a difference. Does faith make a difference in whether or not God answers my prayers? According to the Bible, the answer is yes. The Bible repeatedly stresses the importance of faith in powerful prayer. Faith plays an important role in God's work on earth. Nothing caused Jesus greater disappointment than the lack of faith in his followers. Five times he exclaimed, "You of little faith." You can find that in Matthew 6, verse 30, Matthew 8, verse 36, Matthew 14, verse 31, Matthew 16, verse 8, and Luke 12, 28. He also asked, "Do you still have no faith?" See Mark 4, verse 40. "And where is your faith?" Luke 8, verse 25. Three more times, Jesus made faith a condition for God doing mighty works, saying, "If you have faith," Matthew 17, verse 20, 21, verse 21, and Luke 17, verse 6. He also said, "Because you have so little faith," Matthew 17, verse 20, "stop doubting and believe," John 20, verse 27, "rise and go, your faith has made you well," Luke 7, verse 19, "and your faith has healed you," Mark 5, verse 34, and Mark 10, verse 52. The most telling comment in the Gospels about the role of faith in miracles involves Jesus' return trip to his hometown of Nazareth. He did not do any miracles there because of their lack of faith, Matthew 13, verse 58. The lack of faith among the people in Jesus' hometown limited him in what he could do there. Regarding this lack of faith, Wesley Duwell stated, It is absolutely clear that our lack of faith limits God's freedom of working mightily. It stopped Jesus from using his miracle-working power, as seen in Mark 6, verse 5. From the standpoint of omnipotence, God is almighty. His power is utterly unlimited. From the standpoint of his sovereignty, God can do what he will. But from the standpoint of his grace, he has chosen normally to limit his miracle answers to our believing, according to your faith. See Matthew 9, verse 29. Jesus said this. Faith may be required to receive answers to prayer. Pastor James, who wrote a book of the New Testament, said that God loves to give us wisdom when we ask for it, but that we can't go back and forth between faith and doubt. We need to ask with faith. See James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Jesus said that faith-filled prayer can move mountains and leads to answered prayer. See Mark 11, verses 22 through 24. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they will say will happen, it'll be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it'll be yours. Six keys to having bold faith in prayer. If you agree that faith is essential to power in prayer, and you should, the question remains, how can I pray with bold faith? Here are six keys to having bold faith when you pray. Number one, align your request with the will of God. The Apostle John, who heard Jesus' teaching on faith in person, wrote this about one of the keys to praying in faith, namely, knowing you are praying according to God's will. In 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15, it reads, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what we have asked of him." J.O. Sanders writes, "If faith is the gift of God, and it is, he will not give it to someone in order to encourage the person to do something contrary to his will," meaning God's will. Number two, base your requests on the promise or promises of God. Charles Spurgeon was one of the greatest preachers who ever lived. He was known for fearlessly claiming God's promises and quoting them back to him. In his book, God's Checkbook, Daily Drawing on God's Treasury, Spurgeon explains, "A promise from God may very instructively be compared to a check payable to the order. It is given to the believer with the view of bestowing upon him some good thing. It is not meant that he should read over comfortably and have done with it. No, he is to treat it as a reality, as a man treats a check." Spurgeon continues, "He must believingly present the promise to the Lord as a man presents a check at the counter of the bank. He must plead it by prayer." Again, listen to this. "He must plead it by prayer, expecting to have it fulfilled." Number three, look for confirmation. Wesley Duvall advises the prayer warrior to recognize that if a promise is God's promise to you at a given time, he will not only deeply impress it upon your heart, he will also provide confirming indicators. These indicators may include circumstances, the words of others, or a strong sense of peace. Recognize a prayer burden. When God gives us a burden for something, he also calls us to pray with confidence, knowing that he wants to work. Oswald Saunders tells of a missionary couple who many years ago was struggling to make progress with the people in Three Clan Village in China. Then something inexplicably changed. Spiritual breakthroughs began to happen throughout the village as relationships were mended. The missionaries did not realize it, but a letter giving the explanation was on the way. 2 months later, the letter arrived, and it said, "I must write and tell you what happened today. All morning, I could not do my housework because of the burden on me concerning Three Clan Village. So finally, I went to the telephone and called Mrs. W. She said that she had the same feeling the same way and suggested we call Mrs. J. And all of us go to prayer together. So we did, each in her own kitchen. We spent the morning in intercession for three quarreling clans. We feel God has answered." The date on the letter corresponded exactly with the victory gained in Three Clan Village. Number five, focus on God's faithfulness and not your faithfulness. I often feel like the father of the epileptic boy who prayed, "I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief." See Mark 9, verse 24. My faith is often imperfect, fickle, and tainted with unbelief, but God is faithful to keep his promises. When we focus on him, faith follows. The closer we draw to him, the purer and stronger our faith becomes. Number six, express your faith with words of thanksgiving. Lazarus was dead and had been lying in a tomb for several days, but Jesus offered a simple yet powerful prayer of faith for him. Jesus said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And the dead man came out. John 11, verses 41 through 44. Notice that Jesus did not make a request when he prayed, but instead offered a prayer of gratitude for what God was about to do. I find that when my prayers lack faith, I can change that by shifting my request from asking God to work to thanking him because he is working. Your 28 Days to Powerful Prayer. I encourage you to take your prayer life to a new level by learning to transact business with God by praying in faith. Make the effort to be specific, bold, and confident as you come to God in your prayers today. Here's three questions for you to consider. Number one, how would you rate your prayers? Are they weak and wimpy, or strong and mighty? Number two, what are two things that jumped out at you from this chapter, and why? And number three, how can you better apply faith to your prayer life every day? Friends, we've come to the end of our study today. Let's go over the six keys to having bold faith in prayer. Remember these. Number one, align your request with the will of God. Number two, base your request on the promise or promises of God. Number three, look for confirmation. Number four, recognize a prayer burden. Number five, focus on God's faithfulness and not your own faithfulness. And number six, express your faith with words of thanksgiving. Friends, join me in prayer right now. O Abba, Father, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father, for all of our blessings that you have given us and bestowed upon us. Father, I pray for those who are hearing this podcast, Lord. I pray that they will learn to pray in a mighty way, Father. I pray, Father, that if they don't know you, that they will believe in you and come to know you as their personal Savior, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for everything that you have given us. Thank you for this ministry, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to be podcasting, Lord, to share this book on how to pray in a mighty way. The 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, we thank you for Dr. Dave Early for writing the book. And Lord God, I do lift up my own brother, Ted. I pray, Father, that you will touch and heal him in the name of Jesus because he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, Father. And you already know this, Father. But Lord, I pray, Father, that you will heal him and touch him, Father, and comfort him. Have grace and mercy on him, Father. We praise you, Father, because we know that he is a believer. We know that he knows you. We love you so much, Lord Jesus. We love you. And we thank you for my brother, Ted. He has been very dear to me. He is a mighty man of God. And we praise you for that, Father. I pray, Father, that you will be with my sister-in-law during this time as well, and all of her children, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father, for this time together tonight and today, Father. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Friends, you've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. The Daily Bread is a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. We want to thank you for joining us today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care and God bless.